It's Friday night, and the boys are coming to you live from the LV Rock Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's do ourselves a little asshole roll call.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it, I'm surrounded by assholes.
The Master of Ceremonies, Treacher.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dickhead, you totally fucked me there.
Resident Shitbag, Murphy.
There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
The Deep Thinker, Chief.
God damn it, man! I swear, you guys whip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
And finally, the man, the myth, the minority himself, Decap.
You gotta promise me, no more bullshit.
Hey, Cap, you know I'm cool, but I can take no responsibility for these white devils.
How you feeling there, Max?
Good enough! You fuck your mother!
Can't believe you came on my mom.
Well, that's it. Sounds like everybody's here. All that's missing is you. Get in the chat room, get on the phones, and get involved. Spankwagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again. This week on Spankwagon Radio, we have UHF TV stars. We'll be learning about the darker perspective. We'll learn about asshats and forums. And just for the record, Murphy is our studio bitch. Even with all this, you'll still be begging for more this week on Spankwagon Radio. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Friday night, and you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
You should be... There you are.
Okay.
Cause you
hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
You too?
You... Okay, what? Go, Murph.
No.
You're dead. I don't know if you're... Are you... You got a plug-in over there. There's only one live jack on this one. And you pick the loser. Way to go, Murph.
Yay.
I noticed you got the...
I'm still... There we
Whoa,
go.
Jesus!
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
It's not me. It's this 1940s mic.
Hey, don't diss the mic. That mic has a lot of phlegm in it.
Yeah, exactly. Donde está tu halapaz, Señor Beavis? Donde
está? All right. Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
Sweating like a whore in church.
Hey, what mic are you? Because I'm turning you off till you get your shit situated.
I'm on number 2.
No, you're not. Okay, now we're off. I think. Okay, so he's going to get his shit organized. Because Decap decided he wanted to sit across from me and stare into my pearly whites.
That's right.
He likes you.
He does. Oh, are you back now?
back now.
You're back now.
Yeah, okay. Hopefully this thing. Yeah, wow. I really have to get down on this, don't I?
Well, everybody
That's
else.
That's what your boyfriend said.
Murph is gay. Murph
Easy
is
priest.
Gay. All right, so here's how this works, everybody at home. You're listening via the interweb, which means we require participation. All you have to do, go to spankwagon.net. Look on the left-hand side. You're going to see things like, oh, I don't know, cam and chat. And that'll actually allow you to chat with us. Also see the webcam because we have the in-studio guests. And so we'll get them on the webcam as well. And, of course, get them talking. Unlike some past guests who don't talk. And, of course, where did we meet these folks?
We met these fine people at the Horror Roadshow.
Yeah, these are the ones that look like they could drive a nail through your forehead.
Oh, yeah. This
looks alone.
Wow, if I even brush that cable, it just does this.
We'll tape the cable when we get a moment.
The gentleman who'll be coming in here, he actually was pulled up on stage and did the monster bit in Charles's old casting call.
Oh, so we got the guy, the douchebag. The gentlemanly guy.
No, the other guy, dude.
Oh, okay.
No, we didn't.
Because that other guy was a douchebag.
Yeah, no. We got the cool guy.
I mean,
guy
he had the silk thing in his pocket.
Yeah, he had an ascot.
Douche. No, what? Ascot's a tie.
Oh, then what the fuck is that thing? A pocket handkerchief?
Cum rag?
Ew.
I didn't realize he had a sock.
Silk socks.
Socks.
All right, we want everybody to join in. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. By doing so, you bring up a chat room. You bring up the chat room, you bring up the cam, and when the chat room, it's a little Java app, so click OK. It's all right. We're not evil hackers.
We're not?
No, we're not.
Oh.
I am here to hacksaw. All your base are belong to us.
There. I just
dodged you. Just...
Oh, shit. Hit the wrong. Ah-ha-ha. All right, so what?
It's not me.
Yeah, if the mic is loose on coming off of the mic, just we'll just tape the cord.
Sorry.
You can't hear anything?
Spankwagon Radio is having technical difficulties.
When do we not have technical difficulties?
We are a technical difficulty.
Technical difficulty.
Amen to that, brother. We absolutely are a technical difficulty. So yes. I'm seeing everybody in the listening in, so the stream is nice and hopping. We need everybody to get their asses in the chat room, though, especially when we have our guests in. Did I notice two females out there?
Yes, you did.
Oh, are you going to be okay now?
Yeah, I'm okay now. Okay. No, the problem was the headphones, not the mic.
Okay. He's really loud.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a high game.
You know what it is? Let me tell you what's going on. The other mic stand has disappeared.
Again.
And so
this
we're
is
using
after I bought another mic stand to replace it.
So wait a minute. What is wrong with me? Why am I
was wondering the same
Shut
thing.
Shut that off. Shut that off for now.
Okay, it's off.
What
it's off.
You're doing.
It's off.
We'll save that for when our guests are in the
studio. He wanted to be close to you.
Oh, I see that.
It's been a while since Murphy
took
a
big
black
You know when you bitch about it enough times?
You know I got no problem with you, brother. Once
yeah,
you go black.
That's the problem.
Well, you know what? You know, once you go black, your vagina is never the same. That's it, isn't it?
Nah, that's
not it?
I don't know. What happened to your vagina?
Yeah.
You married it.
Oh, that's so lame. All right, so we got a lot of shit on the table today. Actually, you know what? I have no news. I am so unprepared because I had floors put into my house to finally finish up all the damage from the flooding.
Now, what kind of floor?
Damage from the flooding. He finally moved out of the barn.
Pergo. So I got like fake wood floors. All
right.
So they're all Halloween echoey when you walk on them.
Pergo.
Prego?
Pergo.
Prego?
Prego chicks?
My floor is covered in pregnant ladies.
Now are
Fago floors.
Fago soda. There you go.
Child-proof floors.
Okay, what do you mean by childproof?
Okay,
floors?
Well, I mean, everybody knows that children are horribly destructive to just about anything
yes,
around them.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, there you go.
Wait, my kid damages the floors? How is he going to damage the floors?
I don't know. You tell me. How did you damage stuff when you were a kid?
Carefully and with talent.
There you go.
Skill. I had skill, damn you. I don't know. I mean, I can't see my son damaging a floor.
As
spoken,
Murphy laughs.
Spoken like a true first-time parent.
Well, like you aren't.
I got two kids.
You had to marry into to get the other kid. So you got the other kid after that whole, the whole development years. You got them when they don't get as corrupted you.
So I came into the situation with the tools to handle a 3-year-old boy, and I'm thrust with an 8-year-old little girl. Yeah, I had any kind of clue what I was doing there, but at least things
just
are getting better.
No, you have nothing to worry about with the girl until she hits teenager.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm locking in a room and she's 13 till she's 30.
Yeah, right.
She's going to be like, I need to get some feminine hygiene products and you are going to wig out. You'll be
no,
like,
I'm not.
Yes, you
yeah,
are.
You will.
No, no. You, I know what, no, I know what you'll do. You go see your mom.
No, I actually have this really neat mental technique. Go ahead. I'll show you exactly how it works.
Okay, right. Okay. I need to get some feminine hygiene products.
You know, I understand that, but I really don't think the Dodgers pitching is going to be that bad this year.
Wow.
It's a mental translation system.
Wow.
That's exactly how it works.
So, how about this? I really think that I need to be on the pill.
Wow. That's distressing. I mean, Pedro not being in the postseason pitching, I can understand that calf injuries are bad. But come on, he really isn't that bad of a pitcher. I mean, if you look at the long run, he does have the history, he does have the postseason experience. And all in all, I'd say not having him is definitely going to help. It's going to hurt the Mets more than it's going to help.
Wow,
them. I know.
This is great. But it's we got to ask. But we got to use. The one thing.
Oh, yeah.
That he always thinks about.
Yeah.
Well, my boobs are coming in.
I will kick you down the stairs.
Or and this is why you hate women.
I don't hate women. God damn it.
How about this? Daddy, I'm pregnant.
Who are you again?
Who are you again? So we go from baseball to out and out denial.
The software's got to update.
Software's got to update. I see. You got to go to wife 2.0 or wife 1.1.
Actually, it'd be wife 2.5, I guess, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 1.5.
Have you upgraded Jackie lately? Yeah.
No, she won't let me get near her with a scalpel. I got Ziploc baggies full of water. Come on, I can do my own breast implant. No, that was bad. That was really bad.
Dude.
I can't even follow through with that.
Jesus.
I can't.
No. Not only that, but it's just, I don't know. That's a sucky joke. All right. So what else we got going on today?
What the?
Swing and a miss.
At that one.
Swing and a miss. So, dude, I love it. Chat room. I see a lot of people already joining the chat room. Got a lot of people in the listening. Vert already was freaking out that the image is not being updated on the webcam. And I just had to type in and remind him, I haven't really cycled the images. It's just been our logo. Relax.
So wait, let me see if I got this right. Vert's having a problem with an image. Who'd have guessed?
As far as I'm concerned, really, after last week's image tag fiasco, it's like, well, just relax,
Vert, I got to tell you, buddy. That's a user issue, I think, what we got happening here.
Well, I think what it is, and this is, he's a friend of mine, and so I'm saying this as a friend. Preface. To be honest, I think he does so much troubleshooting and tech support all the damn time. He can't get out of the fucking mode. All he can do is tech support and troubleshoot. He doesn't watch TV to watch the show. He watches TV and hopes to catch a bad pixel.
He's the kind of guy I'd bitch slap. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, he's the kind of guy that always look for the bad in anything.
Well, and that's the feeling. He never used to be like that.
Really?
He never used to be like that. No, he looks at good stuff, but it's like anything with technology, he assumes it's Microsoft.
Well.
And their high level of quality, of what Microsoft products put out and what kind of wonderful things like their bugs that they – have they even patched the zero-day exploit yet?
Not yet.
Find out in
okay. Oh, I know. I want to know, after all these years, why you can never get an accurate count when you copy and paste files. It goes from 39 minutes to 59 minutes to 2 minutes to
hard drive speeds.
50 minutes.
Yep. Well, you're dealing with two things. You're dealing with memory and hard drive speeds. So when you're doing that and you're doing the dragging and the filing, it's got to read right back and forth. Plus, it depends on the size of your L2 cache. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're writing to like flash memory or like an iPod Shuffle or a jump drive, it actually is pretty solid. It stays.
But some jump drives are ass slow.
Some?
Yes, they are.
Some. Like, I have a 256 jump drive that's like, I will load up like two songs. I will go make dinner, give myself a hand job, walk back out, wash my hands.
So wait, is that a hand job or is it a reach around?
Depends how I'm feeling that day.
Oh, boy.
It depends on what kind of software I'm working on, too.
People in the green room, when you come in, do not shake his hand unless he's got Purell near him.
No, it's fine. See, smell it yourself. See? There you go.
Smell like that alcohol.
Dude, hold on. Come here.
I was going to say it's like Pine Sol.
Ah, don't look at my
finger,
please.
Dude, is that peanuts?
No. Not
what
yet.
Where the hell have you been?
Where am I tasting peanuts from, then?
It's like not Cheetos.
You commonly have nuts in your mouth, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Cashews, dude. I told you, they're cashews.
Right. Spanish peanuts. Right, Chief?
Yes.
See, I told you. Chief is gay.
Why do you have to make the racial reference, dude?
What?
Why does it have to be Spanish peanuts?
Oh, let's not even get started on that. After last week, after what happened outside the studio last week.
We're not talking about that. We'll wait till later. No.
We'll bring it up later.
If you're going to drudge that in here.
Wow. I mean, I have never seen you finally hit someone's buttons. And you hit them. Not only did you hit them, it was sort of like it was like a 2-year-old at a piano. Just boom, da boom, da boom. Well, and you just kept going.
Okay.
And you didn't stop.
Look, no. Okay, we'll make this a radio tease. We'll talk about that later.
All right. We'll talk about that later. Decaf, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, man. How you doing?
Can't complain. You got the darker
perspective.
The darker perspective going on later. I noticed you needed a computer. Did you find what you're looking for?
Someone.
Okay. Chief?
Wait, what is that? Welfare.org?
No, shut the fuck up.
I'm just playing.
This is the same shit that we have to talk about later tonight.
Spank wagon sensitivity
training?
Yeah.
That'd just be
okay,
wouldn't it?
First off, the fact that spank wagon is in the name, sensitivity is out the fucking window, but we got to figure out what the fuck is broken
with
me.
There's nothing broken with me.
You're broken.
I think it's
the only reason I'm on the welfare site is because I'll try to get your mom off of it.
Oh. Damn, I walked into that, didn't I?
You did. So, all right, we got the cam going. Finally, it'll cycle there, Vert, so you can relax a little.
Hey, Vert.
Chief, you had teeth pulled. What the hell? Are you pulling him?
He pulled a goddamn pharmacy out of his pocket.
He's pulling a gorilla.
Let's see these. Let's see what you got.
What is it with this show? If it wasn't one person, we have another person that's all codeine, methadone.
Okay, we got hydrocodone and we got penicillin, but these are two different doctors, and the penicillin has...
Really?
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's the clap. Dang it, they told me it was tequila.
They told me it was keep the swelling down.
Wait. Why are these hydrocodone blue?
Dude, don't take those. Dude, trust me.
You can jack up your own car.
Chief's got a boner pill.
The fact that why do you need a boner pill?
I think I got
why do you have boner pills in a studio full of fucking men?
I'm waiting.
Do you have that clip? Do you have that clip? Chief is gay. Chief is gay.
I have it. I've been.
I think they actually mistook. They switched up my prescription.
Oh, they switched that. Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah, because pharmacists are stupid.
Yeah.
Chief is gay.
Wait, I want to know how I ended up gay.
Dude, look at you.
Dude, how you ended up gay?
Wait, you were born gay.
What?
I think we confused every listener.
That's awesome.
They're like, wait. Did Gorilla just come in the studio?
How the fuck did Gorilla get back? But no, I got a question. What is it with people, co-hosts being like such fucking the narcotics?
Dude, I just got three fucking teeth pulled out of my mouth.
You are a pussy.
Okay.
I had fucking both of my wisdoms broken down to the nerve. Pain. Sure, there were days I needed the pill. One.
Look, dude, just because you got your teeth knocked out sucking dick doesn't mean he doesn't need a couple of painkillers here and there, okay?
I guess everybody has to cope with the sadness somehow.
I'm not a fucking sadist. Holy shit.
Yeah, well...
What the...
Well, in high school, you were dressed like one.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean? You're not a sadist. Come on, you're emo goth.
In high school, you were definitely a sadist.
Dude, no. Nah. You know what? We can't make any assumptions about Chief being goth today because, trust me...
Yeah, we have goth out in the green room.
We have goth in the green room.
Yeah,
it is awesome.
When
we get a break, you're going to have to come see his car, dude.
Oh, is it like an art car?
Dude, no. I'm not going to say anything. You're just going to have to see it.
I can handle that. All right. That'll be cool. On a break. Speaking of break, we'll be coming on one about 10 minutes. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
That's awesome.
You know, we were having a flow, and then you killed it by trying to hope for it to die.
I know.
Damn. So, anything exciting happen to you guys?
Shut
up, Chris.
I got something funny.
Oh, God.
I got something damn funny.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So today I'm in Pahrump. And
that's the problem.
Yes, I crossed the hump to Pahrump.
We're
working on a project.
Yeah, I bet you're working on something.
It's a project, all right. Her teeth.
Knocking them out one by one.
It hurts when you chew.
So I'm out there and I'm God damn it.
Can I get a $200 discount?
You only have three teeth, damn it. I want the two-twofer.
Nice. So I'm out there, and I'm just kind of, it's about noon, so I grab some lunch, and I'm chilling, because I like to eat lunch in my car so I can listen to the radio.
Okay.
And I'm chilling in the Pan Express parking lot eating lunch, and guy pulls up in a Volkswagen Beetle, parks next to me, goes inside, then comes running out.
Wait. a guy in a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah, Beetle.
Beetle.
Not a Beagle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drink. A guy in a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
There's a faggot.
Okay, yeah, he's also like 65. Goes inside to get his lunch.
Hey, who has a midlife crisis and goes, boy,
I want a Beetle.
Viper.
I want a VW.
I want a Corvette. Hey, maybe I can go out and buy a McLaren. No, I want a fucking Beetle.
I know who says it.
Who?
You.
Chief is gay. Chief is gay. Chief is gay.
So,
Chief is gay. Chief is gay. Chief is gay.
Sorry, I hit the button on that one. So anyway, so he
we
goes
in. We need
to
put a good techno track to that.
Yeah.
Like, put your ass in the air.
Yeah, stop that.
So anyway, so the guy goes inside to get his lunch, comes outside, comes running out,
my lunch,
looking in his window, and I see him go, fuck!
He locked his keys in there.
Locked his keys in
nice.
The lunch.
Nice.
Goes out, goes inside, comes back with a coat hanger, right?
I see him. Not on a new
hold on,
car.
Hold on. The sunroof is open. Oh. So he's got the the coat hanger in the sunroof, and he's trying to hook he's trying to hook the door latch. To open the door.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just feel so bad for the guy, and I'm like, okay.
I'll kick your window in for $50. I'll help out, mister. I'm in Perum.
Trench will tell you, I'm the worst when it comes to this. I've locked my keys in the car with the engine running about a dozen times now.
Oh, yes, you have.
Yeah. So I'm like, I get out of the car. I'm like, is there anything I can help? He's like, you can unlock the door for me. So I go around and stand on the driver's side while he's got the coat hanger in, trying to pop the door. And I'm like, I'm trying to guide him. I'm like, rotate it. Okay, now pull. The problem is the hook was just too big and it wasn't fitting down in the gap for the door latch. So I tell him, pull it out and open up the hook a little bit.
You know,
it a little smaller.
It was an electric sunroof?
Yeah, no, it was a manual one.
So it could have fucking popped out.
No, forget it to pop out. It actually has to close all the way and goes in. It was in the moonroof mode, which lifts it up at an angle. So as he pulls it out, I look down and notice. I go, oh, look at this. Click. Open the driver's side door.
It was unlocked?
It was unlocked.
That's awesome.
Volkswagen cars don't automatically lock when you shut off the engine.
Nice.
They do it from the key remote.
Oh, my God. So.
Oh, I bet he felt stupid.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It was funny, though.
How many shades of stupid? I'm 65.
Speaking of stupid, that reminds me of back in high school. You used to go to for Chaparral. You used to walk over to Smith's.
Okay,
remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a guy who was driving a Mustang, whatever, right? Beat up Mustang, and he was rolling through the parking lot, acting all hard and shit. Dun, 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 and then the car died right in the middle
of
the
road.
He put his head down.
He just had to get out, push the shit.
Everyone just fucking laughing at his ass. That was tight.
Yeah. But on another
it
note,
never helps to show off. By showing off, you look like an ass every single time.
But another thing that happened this week is I finally got my car back.
Yeah?
Saved, $1,000.
$1,000 on the timing chain and all the work.
Yeah, nice. And then when I got my car back, I took it out and realized that while it was sitting in their back lot, someone had tried to steal it by sticking a crowbar in the driver's side door and bending open a large section of the door. So the mechanic's going to pay to have it repaired. I'm going to, trench call it. I'm going to have to take it to the dealership because they'll get me a new mirror while they're at it.
Yeah, you're basically going to get a whole door hung on there. And that includes mirror.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you feel really guilty about the mirror part because you are kind of getting that freebie, you could pay that part on your own.
I'll give $20.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, pick a part, you know?
Yeah. But I got the car back.
Do
it
to damn self.
That's the plus.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, here's the funny thing. I don't know why, but your wife showed up at my house because I guess she was going to hang out with Michelle, my wife. But my wife hasn't even been home yet. She called at 5. She was running late because she had other things to do, which was really weird. But.
Why is that weird that your wife has a life outside of babying you?
Because, no, she knows on Fridays I have to get my ass out of that house by 4:30. She knows. That's just one big agreement
we have. Were you watching Little Man?
No. I was watching the people do the floors.
Oh. Well, maybe she was thinking that they'd be done by the time she needed to finish.
Probably. Yeah. But still. Your wife says that she's so happy to have her car back because you made it stink like hell.
Did you poot in
what
the car?
What do you do in a car that you make it smell that bad?
I eat constantly, and I always leave the bags.
So
in
you
the,
eat and shit in that car?
No, I don't shit in the car.
Dude,
I leave the food bags in
there.
Oh, yes.
Now, here's the thing won't admit to.
It's Burger King. Yum, yum, yum.
Okay, when I got the car
French
from
fry.
Her.
French fry. Yum, yum, yum.
When I got the car from her, I'm sitting in the car. I get in the car the first morning. I'm like, what is that? I'm thinking maybe that's the leather. I reach under the seat, and I pull out a half eaten cheeseburger from Burger King. From Burger King. So you know it's not me because I can't eat Burger King. That car is filthy and disgusting with her. Doesn't need me. So for her to be talking out of school like that, yeah, my wife doesn't clean her car for shit.
Oh, interesting. Well, now that we know, you both are slobs. Anytime anybody rides with Murphy or his wife, buy nose plugs and Purell hand sanitizer.
My
car,
you know, my car never smells that bad. Well, maybe I don't notice it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably don't notice it because you're always in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, really.
I have a project I want to do, and I was going to get your opinion on it. I was thinking about removing the passenger seat up front and putting in like almost like a desk so I can mount my laptop in there when I'm in the car, make it a little more stable.
You know, there's levels of nerd that people sometimes strive to achieve.
Oh, no.
But when you say you want to put a desk in your car.
Wow.
You have gone beyond white and nerdy.
I guess I shouldn't mention I also want to put 6 webcams in there facing out so I can hook up to my laptop and hook up the connection from my phone.
Okay, here's the thing. Like I said, there's nerd and then there's
while
people
I'm
who...
While I'm driving.
Yeah, there's people who do Make Magazine. Have you ever seen Make?
Yes.
Where someone has... and these guys are brilliant. Yeah. I mean, fucking rocket scientists. They go, how can I attach a camera to a kite so I can take aerial photographs?
And they do.
Who the fuck thinks like that? Who's like... How can I make how can I make it a stabilizer cam for a stabilizer arm for a camera so I can have, you know, full stabilization when I do video? And they do it with door parts off of like screen doors. Who the fuck thinks like that? So yeah, you know what? If you want to do it, yeah, be you know, maybe you're hoping maybe it's like cash cab or like
just because I
think it's pretty cool to
nerd. No, it's sort of cool. The desk thing is geeky, but I think I could hook. I like the webcam idea.
Yeah,
so that way when the police pull the tape, and they can go, yeah, you were speeding.
No, have them facing out.
Douche.
Have my own little dash cam.
You're so vain, dude. Look
no,
at what
not
I'm
facing
doing.
Me, asshole. No, it facing doesn't out.
It's what am I doing right now? Look, I'm in a drive-thru. Look, I'm parked for 4 hours straight. Look, someone's stealing my car!
Run downstairs.
Well, how many times have I seen something on the side of the road and called you or called Ken or called somebody to let them know what's going on? Holy shit.
That is true. That is very true. And I remember
some fucked up shit.
You know, I remember that one time you were calling me and I'm the one who saw a dog get ran over by a big old concrete mixer. I'm like, oh, that's disgusting.
Kind of dropped the ball on Saturday, though.
You dropped your balls
on
Saturday?
No. Murphy did.
What do you mean?
You finally grew your testicles. They dropped.
No. Every time there's a protest here in Las Vegas, Murphy likes to call me and let me know so that
I
can
missed
alert.
No, not just normal protests.
No.
I let you know when there's the...
Spick protest. No,
what?
It wasn't a Spick protest. It was an anti-Spick protest.
Well, yeah.
It was the Aryan Brotherhood.
It was the Minutemen who did this one.
Last time,
I can't stand those idiots.
Dude, last time it was like the Aryan Brotherhood on the corner by my house doing a protest against Mexicans. Okay. Not just freaking any immigrants. It was Mexicans in general. They just hated. And I was like,
they were doing the same
thing
this time.
It's those fucking Minutemen and the Minutemen militia. Mm. And there's it was AM 720 here in Vegas. Like this guy had this radio show. And I listened to it once because a friend of the show, Sean O'Mac from Subject to Discussion was on there. And this the main host, though, was such a damn racist. You know, just the solutions they offered were stupid. Yes, I know you're in here illegally, but damn it. Saying what you were saying, you're erasing about 35 years of history. You're really undoing a lot, and you got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
So.
No, but anyways, what they were doing was... at this particular place where they were protesting is where a lot of construction companies pick up day laborers.
Of course.
And so what they were doing is they were
writing...
They were writing down the license plate numbers of the vehicles that were picking the day laborers up.
Yep. Now, the interesting thing is that the problem is some day laborers are actually citizens.
Legal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which like blows me away. It's like, wait a minute, you're a citizen and you can't just go, can I get a job? Oh, wait, that's because you can't say, can I get a job?
Okay, come on, let's not get into this now.
Okay, all right.
Because it's time for a break.
Oh, shit, it is, and I think I got some for everybody.
Wait, no, let me...
What?
Me.
Had last week.
No, since we got on this topic, I'm doing this break.
All right, you do this break. Everybody, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
Thinking just too wide. white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna roll with the gangsters, but so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Really, really white and nerdy.
Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary. You'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a wizard, minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer app I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I could sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon.
They see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I'd like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy.
How'd I get so white and nerdy? I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics. You know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. Websites. My friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my dog. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy, indie, extreme, and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What, do I like Kirk or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy. Just because I'm white and nerdy. All because I'm white and nerdy. Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy.
I wanna bowl with the gangsters, but oh well, it's obvious I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy. Look at me, I'm white.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio in the studio. Get all the mics turned on. Woo! I have no effing clue what mic anybody's on right now. Well, that'll help.
It works.
It does. Yes, and it's not popping and crackling like a fucking bowl of cereal.
Because he's not trying to jack it
off.
Yeah,
well,
like
you know,
Murphy
Chris
was.
Likes to keep touching that. He's like, Murphy. Oh, there's a pluck. Murphy, Chris, douche, you know. He even broke the fourth wall last week.
Oh, that's true. You did.
So, I think that one's the one that's causing the echo.
He raped it.
So, Murph. Yes. This is your guest. Yeah. How come you're not on mic?
You know what? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, guys, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
What's going on?
That's what we're still
that's
trying to figure
best,
out.
That's yeah.
That's it's me. All him.
I have my excuse.
Can I have a couple of those?
Yeah. $50. Got to pay me.
Yeah, I am the Sinister Minister from the Midnight Massacre Theater, a local horror host show. We show, classic horror films.
Cool.
You know, like the classic creature feature style, but we just, incorporate a lot of humor into it. It's a little raunchier, you know. Yada yada, stuff like that. It's raunchier, it's a little more racy. I got my altar girls here with me. Maybe they should introduce themselves.
Yeah, ladies.
Anyway. I'm Lucretia.
Lucretia.
And I'm Succubus.
Lucretia. Sisters of Mercy reference.
Yeah, I mean,
Lucretia,
not
my reflection. I'm sorry, that's where I just, yeah.
Not intentionally, but yeah.
Let's get them on the cam, because they're eye candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, you could say that.
Oh, now, we met these guys.
Oh, God, yes, it is a cam.
There's a, oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Little cameras all over the place.
Yeah, it's on him. Murph, we'll fix that. I'll fix that.
Yeah,
so, all right, so you have the...
we should probably see them more of a...
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Who wants to look at me? This is why I wear makeup on the show.
Yeah, no, I was noticing the whole King Diamond sort of look going on.
You know, yeah. I am a big King Diamond fan.
Cool.
I'm a very big Merciful Fate back in the day, man, you know.
Very cool.
Yeah,
so
I'm a fan.
You have the show, creature feature type movies. Mm-hmm. Where can we see this? And can we learn more about this?
Okay,
let's get the plug out right away.
Okay, I want to talk about the website. Obviously, it's got a new website out there where I'm really sort of gaining a good following. Started on MySpace. I mean, with getting it on the internet, you know, mm-hmm. the MySpace page. And I was on another internet station. They're gone now.
Do
they
that
don't
again?
Exist. Okay.
Everything. I think. They're on camera with you for their job, right?
Yeah, they are.
And they're freaking out about a webcam.
Okay. Yeah, they do fine on the show, but yeah.
I think it's because there's no makeup
in
them.
Put them on a web.
Feel naked with
them. Yeah, we're raw right now.
It's
you
probably
know I mean?
Because it's one of the scariest voices I ever heard on a microphone. I almost shit my shorts twice.
They're,
hey,
no.
Like, hard.
Wait a minute.
They're
used to that because I don't talk like this on the show. I talk more like this so it'll get his... Welcome to the Midnight Massacre Theater.
Oh, my God.
It's now, the Sinister Minister and the Altar Girls, Succubus and Lucretia. That's how I talk.
Nice.
Very nice. Now, we met you guys at the Horror Roadshow a
couple
weeks
back.
Yeah,
the full moon thing, man.
And, man, you got up there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Charlie was actually a little taken back.
Was he? You think I made an impression?
Yeah, I don't know. When you're handing him your card, hey, watch my show.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, on stage, on a mic.
Yeah.
What happened was Charlie actually did a little scene, and he directed a... directed the Sinister Minister and one of his altar girls here up on
yes,
the...
Yes, because we can't remember names.
I suck at names. Leave me alone.
Okay.
My job is to produce. I'm not on air. But brought him up on stage. Did a neat little scene. Now, you got a little rubbing action happening. It looked like, to me, that the other chick was more into the whole lesbian action than you were. Like, almost like
you wanted
like
to run.
Being molested.
You wanted
yeah,
to
I
run.
Was, I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
And plus, she was...
Ahead,
she was a heifer.
She was a
You know what'd be nice. Fugly.
She was not thin by any stretch of the imagination.
No. I felt a little bad for her because I mean, you know, she does appreciate, you know,
hot
chicks, yeah.
Hey, you know what? By the
but
way,
I was like, oh,
I gotta remind you guys
hot is the word.
It's internet radio.
Yeah, it's hot. So
fuck
is a good word. That's right.
Fuck is a good word here.
Yes.
You know, I did another interview at the San Gennaro Feast recently.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
We won't mention them, but I know who they are.
Right, you know who they are. And the just before, and I figured it was internet as well, but he was like, well, you know, there's kids here and everything, so you got to, so I had
fuck
to send some
right.
No,
so. That's how we get in trouble.
That's what you usually do.
So I feel a lot fucking better that I don't have
nice.
To send
there
some
you go. Yeah, you don't have to send yourself for this stuff. This is, we cater to
everyone. Good. If you don't like it, get the fuck out.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Anyway, I got off track there. I was going to give the website.
No, please do. I have it up right here.
Oh, you got it. Okay, it's www. Actually, if you really like typing, you can type Midnight Massacre Theater, but it's theater is spelled R-E, but let's make it easy. And it's TheMMT.com.
Chief looks confused.
TheMMT. And what's funny is, in this day and age, you have to fucking say www to people because they won't fucking type it.
No, well, no, they know. Actually, you don't, because I work tech support. Like, that's my day job. Yeah. So I'm like dealing with people that are fucking morons, and they're like, okay, I just need you to go to test.internet.com. And they'll type www. They always throw in the W. Yeah. We're so programmed.
Right.
So you can maybe get away with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, because I had a problem with not finding the type. Well, they're typing it wrong. So you have to lay it out all the
way.
Well, anyway.
What's your listener audience? What's your viewer audience, I should say?
What's my viewer audience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meaning?
Who's your age group?
Who likes
you? Oh, all right. I think well, you know, generally my show is good for, I wouldn't really call it for kids, you know what I mean? But you know, anywhere of teenager through adult is good. And I get a lot of the... you know, the goth, obvious community.
Of course.
And not even really that. Anybody that just likes horror films. And there's a lot of them around. I mean, and the funny thing is the station I'm on is KVTE Vegas 35. That's the local state. You can get it. Unfortunately, it's not a cable. It's a UHF station, you know, whatever.
Get your bunny ears out, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Tinfoil.
And it's on tonight at midnight Saturday night at midnight. They air it twice a week. They're really good people over there at KVTE. They're really cool, and they're working on going network right now and everything. But the reason I want to hit the internet really hard, you know, is because obviously only a certain amount of people can get the show because of the UHF thing. So, you know, that's why I started with the MySpace thing. And the thing is, I know people are watching because I was on a different station. It's gone. It was called Tyro TV.
And I've heard of that.
Tyro TV. Yeah, it's gone. That's where I started on the internet. And I put my MySpace page up about the same day, which is MySpace.com, by the way, /Midnight Massacre Theater, if you want to check it out.
And of course, we'll link up the MySpaces later on.
So. There's a link on there. You can see it. There's a link on. You checking it out? Okay. And in 3 weeks of the MySpace page being up, in accordance with Tyro as well, you know, I had over 17,000 hits.
Nice.
Wow.
In 3 weeks, not even a month. They checked the numbers about in the first month, and it was like over 7. And a lot of it came from MySpace, so it was a really big help. And then I put my own. Now I got my own site out there. So
cool. You said you have a show that's going. It's going to be tonight.
Tonight at midnight.
What movies are you guys playing tonight?
You know what? I just did two brand new episodes. Just finished two brand new ones, and I think, I'm not sure, I delivered it to them already, but the newest episode is House by the Cemetery. The Felici from 1981.
Okay.
House by the Cemetery. And then I just did an older one with Barbara Steele called Terror Creatures from the Grave.
Okay. Nice.
That's my real brand new one. And I think this week we're going to shoot another one. And then, you know, they'll all be up on the site within, you know, the next 2 weeks or whatever.
Well, a couple questions. And with that, you host these on the site. Mm-hmm. You're showing these and you're doing the broadcasting on UHF.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with the rights?
Yeah.
You know, the rights management of all these videos, of all these movies.
That's easy. It's, you know, it's public domain, man. All these movies are public domain. You know, anyone can... this is why you go into, like, Best Buy or Tower, and you see these packaged-up horror movies with new artwork, and, you know, it'll be called Fright Night, or they'll have hot chicks on the front, and it'll say, you know, Hotter Than Hell. Then you have, like, 4 to 8 movies. Well, all those movies are public domain. Now, I don't know if all of them, again, you know, I know the ones I've seen, you know. But... there's websites out there you can go to and find, they had a library of public domain horror films.
Cool.
And you just, whatever's on there you can use. You know, they've outrun their copyright, so you don't have to worry about it.
That's awesome.
And the nice thing is I had a nice conversation with Charlie Band's attorney at the horror show when we were waiting in line at the Full Moon thing. He just happened to be standing behind me, and somebody else was talking to me about this public domain situation, just like you asked me. And then he just chimed in and said, yeah, well, public domain is this. And he just went out. I was like, yay. Nice. I didn't know who he was. And he sounded like he knew what he was doing. And he goes, oh, by the way, my name is so-and-so. I'm Charles's attorney. I'm like, why are you out here waiting in line?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. He's like,
us all the tickets.
He was a cool dude, you know? He was like, so he gave me a lot of public. I know a little more about it, but it's basically the same thing. You can use any of these films, you know? And basically what we do is we show the film. You guys remember Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Oh, yeah.
I was a big fan of that show, obviously. I mean, if you've watched my show, you'll see I sort of take the same approach on the humor with that. Because I interject, you know, we sort of make fun of the movie. These movies are easy to make fun of, you know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
And so we'll just rip the movie up all the way through. We, you know, the way you used to actually talk over the dialogue on MST3K, we just break in. I have this lightning and thunder effect, and we break in and out. And we make a comment where it's suited, you know what I mean? And then that's how we run the whole thing.
So where do you do the pre-pro?
Where
I mean,
do you
obviously you tape these episodes beforehand.
Yeah, I tape
are
them.
These just done out of your house?
Yeah, let's call it. I have a place. I have a place.
Where is your studio?
Deep, deep within the blackened heart.
I think
of
he just shit himself again.
the city of sin. No, it's a place.
Oh, so Summerlin.
Yeah,
it's a lot of evil out
place,
there. Right?
It's a place I call the Chap Hell of Horror. That's where I my show is shot, and you know I don't want to. Give away too much.
No,
that's
cool. So you do actually.
Then I got
like
people.
A,
then I got people showing up and lining up outside the fucking place. And yeah, you know, and knocking on the
His
door.
His address is.
Give out the address. It's the Chap Hell of Horror. It's my own personal little secret location.
Well, cool. I'm looking at the website right here.
Yeah.
And I mean, you have a lot of stuff up, but it's. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're obviously still working on it because the video's not up yet.
One, the house by the cemetery. I mean, it's supposed to be up, but you know, it's the my. I have a partner of mine, Justin, that does all my camera editing and technical work. He's working on it. He had a problem with the video. I know we talked about it last night, but he said it should be up any minute. If check out
right now I'm loading up Werewolf versus Vampire.
No, don't go to that's an old one. Right. Go to Jesus.
I buried the living.
The Terror maybe. Is a newer one. I don't
The Terror
is a newer one. I'm trying to think of another newer one because some of them have I used to shoot at the Vegas 35 studio.
Okay.
And their set was so-so. You know what I mean? Like I put a really really good set together now, and the House by the Cemetery is the first show with a brand new set, you know, that I'm really proud of. So unfortunately, if it ain't coming up, you're not gonna be able to see that. But The Terror has a decent set. I'm trying to remember. I think Condemned to Live is a good one too. But Lucretia,
I think we're tapping the bandwidth here.
I
don't think you should
do
that
here,
Chief.
Bandwidth is all closed out.
Oh great, that shouldn't be.
It's our
bandwidth. Oh, our bandwidth here.
I was gonna be fucking pissed off because I just fucking bought
well,
a lot more.
Well,
we got 56k modem in here.
Yeah, we have a dial up and a squirrel.
Oh, that's why.
Now Toodle Nuggets out in the chat room is pointing out
you need
out
the
that,
high speed.
That, dude, you surely have one freaky fucking voice, and everyone in the chat room is kind of tweaking out about it a little bit.
Oh really?
Yeah, you guys should have heard him at the roadshow. He put off a nice little roar there.
Oh yeah, they wanted me to do the
people kind of peed themselves.
Well, you know, I'm also a DJ in a club here.
Very cool.
Yeah, I work. I don't know if you guys want me to mention it or not.
Go for it.
Which one?
I work.
This is free range,
Little Darlings.
I work at Little Darlings. Yeah. Very cool. Did you come in? Yeah, I knew I fucking recognized this guy.
And next up is
I knew I recognized this guy. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I'm definitely a big fan of Little Darlings. And,
you know this music?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wait, you looked a little familiar.
Yeah, really.
Is it all ringing a bell now? Is it all coming together?
Were you the one that slapped me about the cold quarters?
Jesus.
They will. You don't know.
So since we've managed to embarrass the girls, let's go ahead and get them
we've
up
embarrassed
on mic
her constantly since the moment she got in.
Later,
it's different, though.
How's it different?
Being inside the club is different than...
She's dressed.
Yeah, she has clothes. She has clothes on.
Oh my God, clothing!
So you can embarrass her when she's dressed, but when she's naked, forget it. She's got it on you, man.
Well, that's the case.
So you feel more comfortable with makeup and no clothing than with no makeup and clothing.
That's usual for you too, Chief.
I wouldn't be that lucky.
Chief wears lipstick. He's got this whole femme.
Shut up about that.
Oh, okay.
I want nothing to do with it.
But neither do we.
I heard you guys talking about it out there.
Neither do we. So, all right. Now, we're a hardcore geek kind of a show, so I got to ask questions. How do you deal with the streaming and the bandwidth needs of showing these movies online?
Well, again, my partner, Justin, he handles all the technical end, but we found a hosting company that we just got our bandwidth expanded because we hit a limit on it. I didn't know, and he went back in and like got 200 times like the bandwidth that we had. Mm. So it should be no problem. Anyone with a high speed connection should be able to get
We're looking at clips right now.
Oh, are you?
Okay. And if we could run, too bad we couldn't run audio, but this looks really really great.
Yeah, I think it's really well done. A lot of I'm not trying to down anybody, but I've checked out a lot of since I started doing this. Checked out a lot of other horror host shows. On the internet.
That's awesome.
Many of them, you know, I mean, there is a certain campiness that you need to do. I mean,
well, their idea of campiness is buying a cheap Dracula cape and going to town.
Exactly. That's expected out of these shows. But, you know, I'm a little more theatrical. I'm a little more, you know, I want the people that are into this type of thing to really enjoy what they're watching. So I put a little more into it. You know, we make the set real well. The girls have really good outfits. They look really good. You know, of course, you know, my inner demon that I let out during this would.
What inspired you to do this? I mean, because I thought stuff like this was dead.
Honestly, yeah, I really
you know, it's an art form. That's for sure.
No, it is. There is a big crowd of people, and I don't know how many locally, because actually I talk to more people outside of Vegas because of the website than I do here. Unfortunately, there is people here I know that watch the show.
Well, I think I can just add to that real quick and interrupt you. I think that after seeing the miserable turnout at the road show,
yeah, man,
you know, just it's like, wait a minute, where is
all
Vegas?
The horror fans? You know what I mean? They're out there.
I'll lay the blame at the PR company that did their PR.
Yeah.
Be honestly, I mean, I work in media. I work for a news outlet and in radio and print and TV. I didn't hear or see anything.
I will admit, the only way I found out about the road show was through an email, because I subscribe to the Full Moon website. You know what I mean? Because I'm a big fan of that company, man. You know, I mean, I remember the subspecies movies are my favorite. Well, you know, I bought the Radu. And you know what was awesome about that, man? I think everybody knew in the room. Fortunately, there wasn't a lot of people that I was really into that thing. You know, I really wanted to buy that. And Charles comes out, man, and I'm like, oh, I'm telling her, I'm like, oh, this is going to, I know what's going to happen here, you know? And he comes out with the Radu thing, and I'm like, I got to buy this. And he, $100. And then the dude next to me, I forgot his name. There's some dudes.
Yeah,
next
one
to
the,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, go for it, man. I'm like, yeah, $100. And I'm waiting for, I knew, because it's a pretty popular movie, man. I knew someone's going to come out. No one said a goddamn word. It was like a fucking graveyard, man. Everybody was just, I was like, oh, yeah. It was just quiet. So I got him for $100.
You didn't scare them into, you didn't scare them into not
I don't
making
know.
A bid.
I don't know. I said
thanks.
The roar
did it.
The roar?
The roar.
Oh, maybe it was the roar.
You, I got to tell you, you got off cheap, because I've been going through some of the websites and it's been going for $200, $240.
Yeah, well, you got the Blade.
I got
you?
Blade for
and
$240.
And I see what's funny. They started doing the and I'm do you notice Blade was the last one he auctioned off. I knew that, because that's the most more popular. You know,
the night before it went for $1,100. The next couple of nights it's been going for about $700 to $900.
Man, I've been watching Full Moon Films for years. You know what I mean? So I've been a big fan of that. So I was really happy that I got that.
You know, I was kind of bummed that Tim Tomlinson and
Tommy Chong
were going to be there.
Well, you know what? Hey, we think we saw Tommy Chong outside, and there was a white Mercedes outside. I didn't see him.
No, that white Mercedes.
Who
in the beginning?
Was that?
Okay, that was some dude who lost his bike.
Oh,
it was that dude. It was that motorcycle he was parked next to. He lost the key.
It was because see, I was giving out flyers outside, and I saw the car, but I didn't see the guy. And she's like. Because we bought that Evil Bong movie, and then we watched it. And, you know, Tommy looks a little older now.
Yeah, how was it?
It's good. You know what? We enjoyed it, man. I mean, you know, a lot of the Full Moon stuff, the newer stuff he's doing, to me, it looked like he was going the Wes Craven route as far as what you did last summer and all that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But this one was good. You know what I mean? I enjoyed it.
Probably a lot of fun. All right, so
when we had Charlie on, he did say that next year three movies are coming out. They're doing another Puppet Master movie, another Doll Man movie, and then another Dr. Mordred.
Oh, okay, cool.
So nice. Those would be.
He loves those puppet movies, man. He loves those.
Who does?
With the doll.
Well,
you know
I mean, that seems like 90% of his has something
of
to do.
The new stuff, See, I'm a fan of like the subspecies, the Vampire Journals movie, the Pit and the Pendulum with Lance Hendrickson. Remember that one? That was fantastic.
Speaking of your favorite movies, on your show.
Oh, okay.
On your show. What movie were you absolutely ecstatic to be able to do?
So far, House by the Cemetery.
House by the Cemetery?
That was one I really wanted to do from the beginning, but I saved it. You know, I mean, I didn't do it immediately. Like, I've done stuff like, The Terror. You know, that was a good one. Jack Nicholson's in that one. You know, that's Boris Karloff. So that's a...
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, Boris Karloff.
And Jack Nicholson in one movie.
And Jack Nicholson.
That's...
Yeah. Young, very young Jack Nicholson and Boris Karloff's in that movie.
Cool.
The Terror was a good one.
I think Boris Karloff.
Oh, Nightmare Castle. That one was one of the earliest. See, when I started this show, it was about 3 years ago. But when I first began it, I was only doing it on about a month to 6 week basis.
Okay.
I was airing it on UPN Las Vegas. I was just buying the airtime independently.
Oh, how much did that run you?
A
good chunk?
$1,100 a show. But fortunately, I had some cool people like that. Yes. You killing bugs?
Yes.
I think they're tweaking, personally.
Did you slip her a pill when I wasn't
looking? I offered her some, and she didn't take it.
What? No.
Anyway, in the beginning, I would do it that way. You know, UPN, and I just, fortunately, I had some cool businesses that would get behind me and sponsor me and pay for the airtime.
Well, that's cool.
And
that's
I'd do it that way, you know, and I showed Nightmare Castle in one of the earliest ones. And I used to tape it from remember the Huntridge?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the guy that used to run the Huntridge, Tom Anderson, he used to manage my old band. I used to be in a band for many years here.
Okay.
And he used to manage us. So, you know, he hooked me up with they did the Huntridge, the Theater of Terror, you know, the Huntridge thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm,
and I filmed my first show from there.
Oh, nice.
And a couple other
pre-built set, you know?
Yeah, I was already ready to go. And then after that, you know, it's really only be on the air on a weekly basis for just over a year. on Vegas 35. So
that's cool. Now, so is this a job or is this more of a labor of love?
Oh, it's a labor of love right now. I'm not making anything off of it. You know what I mean? I want to blow it. I want to see it on Sci-Fi Channel one day.
That'd be awesome.
And the
I want to see Sci-Fi on Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, really, that too. But I mean, I want to see it or some kind of a horror channel. I know, like here in America, they don't. But I know, like Canada has actual specific channels that are dedicated to nothing but horror. There's a lot of horror fans up there in Canada. So I want to do. I'd like to just blow it up as big as possible. I mean, I want to get it. You know, locally on a good station. I mean, like I said, Vegas 35 is doing great, but, you know, they're UHF right now.
But they're UHF. If you can get down to a cable or...
Yeah, honestly, I haven't tried. I haven't even shopped it anywhere. Hmm. I haven't gone anywhere and tried to shop it at all.
So now I got to ask the question, how did you guys get involved with the show?
Uh-oh.
She's chasing gnats, tweaking, and embarrassed, you know, and because she's dressed, which is weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Let them say this, and then I'll explain why they're there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
There was another girl who was an altar girl before me, and I guess something happened, and she couldn't do it anymore. And I guess
she was
go to the what?
Okay, yeah. This girl, what? This I won't. This girl, a friend of ours,
okay,
was an altar girl before, and actually, she's in several of the shows. She wears actually, well, I don't know, she's not on the poster, but
she has glasses.
She used to go by Demonica. Really good friend of ours.
Okay,
but she has a severe clown fear. Severe. You can't say clown to this girl without her freaking out and wanting to go hide.
But you're all painted.
So
See, we're good friends, and she knows it's me, but at the same time, I think it used to make her nervous when I'd put that makeup on, and she'd sit. You could just see her. And I always wondered, what's wrong with you? She's got a good personality. We work with her, you know what I mean? And I wanted that on the show, but I mean, we'd put her next to me in the makeup, and she'd do this.
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Yeah, and I'll just clam up.
So,
you know what I mean?
So let me.
What happens when Murphy's next to decaf?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Total thing. So let me ask another question of the ladies here. So you got involved because of this. Why did you want to be involved?
I have nothing better to do with my time.
How you like that?
Wow,
that's gratitude.
He's a friend of mine, so.
Cool.
Very cool.
Well, you know, I wanted the girls on the show because, I mean, look, I figured it this way. When I started the show, I'm like, well, look at the I'm trying to figure out how far I can take this from the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, look at the career Elvira has made for herself.
Yeah,
very true.
Then again, look at Elvira. Okay? So who wants to look at my ugly ass for an hour and a half by myself? You got to have eye candy. You got to have something to look at, which is what they're for. You know, I mean,
which is exactly why we're in radio.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So you dress them in the little
leather. Okay, we'll have to do it over again.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Bad
to
demon.
Cut.
No blood.
Take it again. Anyway, all right. You got to have the girls, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody, guys,
well,
girls,
makes, yeah.
They'll all
what
tune
makes
in.
The movies.
Yeah,
so, you know, latex.
Check them out. They're in their little tight outfits now. And,
for everybody at home on the webcam enjoying the 30-second refresh.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's their problem, not mine. We got it live, you know.
Yeah.
So. Sorry
about that. Yeah, it was me, man, at the cord.
No.
You want to come spanking?
We leave that just for the suicide girls.
And, no?
What?
Suicide, you know what suicide
girls
are. We've had one in the studio.
Oh, okay.
And she spanked Trench. We always ask anyone who comes to the studio if anyone likes to come take a few swings at him.
Whatever.
No?
If they want to, they
no, no.
I don't know. Maybe you should do it.
Whoa, no. I'd lose a kidney.
This is not that kind of show.
No. That's on Wednesday nights.
You do it. You like to beat people up.
Do people pay you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're working down the street, when you're working, you know, when you're doing your day, night job.
Night.
I had a guy once pay me to stand on his.
You can say it.
Just say it. Say it.
Nuts, testicles, boys, yam bags, sock full of beans,
sack, whatever.
What? Yeah. 8-inch heels.
And just want to stand on it.
Fuck!
Some weird fucking people.
Chief, did you just get an erection? Dude,
are you looking?
Hey, really?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Wait,
looking
how did you
down
know?
There, right?
Are you checking it
that's,
for link
no,
now?
No, that's
one hand,
there's
two hands.
There's a desk there and everything. I mean,
no, it's that fight or flight syndrome, you know? It wanted to run away.
So let's go ahead. Give your websites one more time.
Okay, it's www.vmmt.com.
And we will link that up to the website.
Yeah, please. So. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
So we will definitely. We have the MySpace. Go ahead.
MySpace.com/MidnightMassacreTheater. Now, I don't know how illiterate anybody is, but I mean, you know, massacre, MASSACRE. I can't even spell it. Theater.
We'll put a link up.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about spelling.
Because people, you know, theater's the R-E, the old British way to spell it, not the E-R. So.
All right. Well, we do appreciate you coming into the studio.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Love hearing about this stuff. We wish you all luck, and let us know if anything big changes, like getting on a cable or
Will. Yeah, I haven't really tried to shop it, but I'm giving it a little time, and then I'm going to go out and try and, you know, under certain circumstances happen here this way, that way. I'm going to see if I can't do that with a bigger, network or whatever.
Sounds great.
What else? I had something I was going to tell you. Now. Oh, yeah. For this year, I'm working on this right now. For my Halloween show every year, I like to do something a little special. Last year, I went and filmed at the Monster Mayhem attraction at the Orleans Arena, the Haunted Enterprises one. And I did it at a haunted house in there. I'm working on hosting a live show from a theater this year.
Very cool.
Where I'll do it in front of an audience, in an older theater here in town.
Bad they couldn't open the Huntridge back up.
The
furniture store that owns them.
Right. So I'm going to, I'll start putting out some advertisements for that as soon as I can. But that's kind of up in the air. But I would like to do that this year, is get out and get out live and do a show in a theater, and show a movie and whatever.
Sounds actually like a lot of fun. Something that Vegas needs.
Right. Yeah.
Sure, we got the Rocky Horror at the $150 cinema, but
yes.
Are they still?
Uh huh. Okay. Doing that?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I heard they had some problems.
The last I heard, Friday nights they do that pop culture movie thing, and I'm going to try to talk to those people and see if they're interested.
That's cool. You know what? And I could tell you for a fact, just from what I know, they've allowed pro wrestling in there.
Yeah.
So they're pretty much game for everything.
Shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, shouldn't be that hard.
No. Okay. So if that happens, we'll let you know.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being on the show.
Appreciate you having us. Thank you.
So, and ladies, we appreciate you being on.
Dress store.
They're on radio and they wave.
Yeah.
You can say goodbye.
Cameras. Yeah.
You know, I think she got you on that one.
She did.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like,
been played. All right.
Dude, you just got owned by a stripper.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
I just got clowned by a stripper.
Ah!
I want more Herb Albert.
Yeah, yeah, you'll get yours.
Where
later.
Is it?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
Go for it.
Decaf.
Oh, you're on five. Move your plug over to four so I have him in line. We're just going to go that route. And let me know when you're plugged in.
Four.
Angry Murphy.
How's that?
That's much better.
I can't hear anything.
That's your earphones.
Am I on? There
you're
we go.
On. You're on.
And I'm Murphy.
Hey, you know what? I got to say, great interview there. Really appreciate having the guy in.
Boobies, 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 boobies.
You didn't ask to see her boobs. The stripper who felt uncomfortable dressed.
You know what? Because I was so into the conversation. I got to tell you, I can't lie. I was so completely into the conversation. You know, I got to say this. He reminds me a lot of us and just wanting to get his stuff out there.
You know what, though? I love the sincerity of the dude because he is doing an art form. Because, you know, the cheese camp horror shows are such a 70s and early 80s bygone era. I mean, you know, and we talk about this. And I like the fact that this ties in with the Charles Band deal because, for me, watching that kind of a film, I did watching him and his ilk do it. So I'm a fan because of that's what I grew up watching. Shows like that, you know. Sure, you know, we were talking off about all the other people who do it, and he's one of the youngest people that does this. So he's, you know, he's carrying an entire two, maybe three generations, technically.
That is really true.
With this art form.
And he's smart because he's modernized it. He's added the girls. The sets, you can see. Everything looks...
Oh, man. The production looks so damn
sharp. It looks awesome.
It
looks great. I can't wait. You know, I hope great things happen to him. And, you know, he's really cool to come on. He's like, hey, if you guys want me to come on again, just say the word. I can guarantee we'll have him back again.
Yes, we will. And I hope him nothing but luck, because I can't think of his name. Sinister Minister.
Sinister Minister, yeah.
So, of course, I have to think of another Sinister Minister in the... Yeah. Pro wrestling, the thing, yeah. His name. But still, you gotta love people who are talented like that, who have vision, and put that together. He does that in his own studio, on his own time, on his own budget, and puts out a hell of a good-looking product from what I can tell.
Really into what he does.
So moving on, actually, do you want to move on to a bit? Let's actually start off with Chiefs News.
Oh, hang on then. If we're going to do Chiefs News.
We're
going to
do Chiefs News.
Am I up?
You're up.
And now it's time for news from around the globe with your host, Chief.
And this is your cue, Chief.
Very good. I'm Chief, and this is your weekly Spank Wagon Radio News. In national news today, Representative Mark Foley has resigned effective today in the wake of questions about personal emails he sent to a 16-year-old former congressional page.
Uh-oh.
Foley, who is a member of the Republican Party, has been under fire this week over internet and media reports about a string of emails he sent from a personal AOL account to the teenage boy, including questions about his age, what he wanted for his birthday, and a request for an email photo. Sources in Washington speculate that the former representative has taken a lucrative offer to work with NAMBLA on a national level, where he would be in charge of job placement for educators.
Oh!
Also earlier this week, in a combative interview on Fox News Sunday, former President Clinton defended his handling of the threat posed by Osama bin Laden, saying he tried to have bin Laden killed and was attacked for his efforts by the same people who now criticize him for not doing enough.
I did not ask her to lie. I asked her to lie down.
Well, Clinton then accused his host, Chris Wallace, of a conservative hit job, saying, "You got that little smirk on your face and you think you're so clever," in which he believed he was a right-wing this was a right-wing political ambush staged by Fox News.
You know, and to be honest, duh, it's Fox News. The whole damn channel is ambush.
President Bush, when asked for comment, says, "You wouldn't have escaped this time, Clinton, if it hadn't been for those pesky kids."
And that stain.
Yes.
That's Republicans.
And the dog.
We followed the dribble marks.
We're never hypocritical. America. There's still no global warming.
Oh, my. Concerning technology, Microsoft will begin selling its 30-gigabyte Zune music and video player on November 14th for $249.99 to compete with Apple Computer's market-dominating iPod. We are not going to see Microsoft create a price war over the music or the device, said Michael Gartenberg, an analyst at Jupiter Research in New York.
Some dude sits in a desk, tells people what he thinks.
Yes. It's going to be the quality of the device and the quality of the experience that will make consumers' decisions.
So inevitably, in the long run, the device will be doing everything you want it to do, stop in the middle, have a blue screen, then shit on itself, and you'll be forced to spend $49.99 to have Microsoft help you with it.
And anything you had filed in there, like we talked about last week, is going to be deleted because of the digital rights management says that even though you own your music, you don't own shit.
Well, industry insiders disagree with this statement, saying that Microsoft plans an aggressive marketing campaign that includes strippers, puppies, and giant wads of cash as incentive to buy its product. Apple plans to counter this campaign by releasing a new iPod model every 2 weeks, therefore keeping techno-savvy geeks distracted from the rival device. Oh, also, in a Spankwagon follow-up, consumers can resume buying and eating fresh spinach after an outbreak of E. coli that killed one person and sickened 188.
I thought it killed three.
This news outlet said it killed one person. The other two were speculated.
Swing and a miss.
They weren't sure.
They weren't sure?
No.
Okay.
One has been confirmed about this.
It was three people that died.
However, this is from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Quote, spinach on the shelves is as safe as it was before this event, says the FDA. All brands that were affected have been recalled. So, while health food advocates applaud the FDA's quick response to the contaminated product, it comes too late as nationally loved sailor Popeye declares that he is, quote, never going to eat spinach again. Apparently, the hero has spent a total of 4 days on the toilet while suffering with the effects of E. coli poisoning. His new food of choice is now cabbage.
So all the temps that got hired temporarily for that spinach detection, did they all lose their jobs now all of a sudden?
Yes. Wow.
All right. So, yeah. So you can now eat spinach. Have they determined why? I thought they said it was supposed to be two growing generations to get this cleaned up.
Yes, and apparently, it's still under investigation. They're not sure how it happened, where it happened. Do you realize how many farms they have to go through?
And they better damn well go through all of them rather than going, well, we haven't found it yet.
Do you think it was terrorists?
Oh, fuck no.
I know what it was.
What was it?
Get the fear going.
It was Herb?
Dirty Mexican assholes shitting in the field, putting it in a bag, and saying, I'm going to get those white people.
Now, this goes into something else we wanted to do today.
Yeah, we really...
Fuck off.
What? No, now you don't want to play. Now you don't want to play.
Wait. It looks
typical.
Like...
Typical.
Wait. Isn't it time for a darker perspective?
See, he's trying to get away. He's trying to get away with it.
But, we'll get to that in a minute because...
The darker perspective is going to be running a little late today.
Yeah. So here's...
Wait. Why am I not surprised? Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, we already know you are very... You have this thing where you like brutalizing women, which is a very well-known fact.
Ask my wife.
Yes. We're surprised you're still married. We also then... I've learned that you just can't handle not making a cheap racist joke.
Cheap racist... All. Sexist, anti-Semitic, anti-Islamic. Yeah, I'll take a cheap shot at anybody.
Okay. Let me ask this question because last week, let me make this statement. Last week after the show, you, Decaf, and myself, we were talking about the show, comparing notes, talking about things to do. We were talking about, Decaf's bit. We were talking about this, but every 5 seconds you had to make a racial comment.
We think here at Spankwagon Radio.
What is this, an intervention all of a sudden?
No, stop with that fucking PSA bullcrap. No one's going to listen to us and actually make their life better. The whole thing I want to know is what the hell is going on that you have to do this all the time?
Okay, here's the thing. I can feel comfortable making jokes like that because our buddy Decaf is here. If Decaf wasn't here, I'd feel bad because I feel like I was being racist. With Decaf here, though, and Decaf and I have had this conversation, and I keep telling him, look, if you can find some good Irish jokes, please bring them out by all fucking
first
means.
First off, there's no such thing as a good Irish joke.
I know, they're all Polak jokes now.
Secondly, you finally crossed a line last week. Decaf, talk about the line.
Oh, shit. I wasn't around.
Talk
for
about
this.
The line. No, you weren't. Talk about the line, please.
I'm trying to remember what the line was. I know what it pertained.
Boy.
But give us what it was pertaining to, and then we'll go with that. I mean, you don't have to quote him.
Was it? I think it was
remember
about
what
the Martin Luther King parade.
Yeah,
it wasn't a parade. I just said that. You know, it'd be absolutely great and fitting if you were to host the Martin Luther King Day special.
No, it was something else.
Yeah, it was something far worse.
Was it really?
Yes.
What was along those lines?
I mean, it was something like you almost wanted it. You, something about the fact that when he was shot, something else was going on and everybody got...
Yeah, that's what it was.
About I don't remember that part.
Okay, because it was really bad.
Oh, making fun of him on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Okay, look, here's the thing.
You know, you're better yet. I want to hear his half. I want to hear Decaf.
Okay.
Where is this... What? Okay, we all know Chris is broken. It's just a known.
Not broken.
No, you are broken.
You're broken. The fact is though, this is a chance. Maybe we can address this. Get it off your chest. Tell him to fuck off.
Just say it,
dude. Because he needs to stop. And I saw it in your eyes. Your eyes just got angry. You know, normally you have smiley eyes. You know, your eyes are like and you're always smiling. It's great. That minute, you stopped smiling. The music stopped playing.
God, this is getting a little too real.
You know, the music stopped playing. Everything just stopped. What the hell?
Okay.
Tell us your feelings.
All right. Now, racial jokes, and I can't say that I don't make many. I make many of racial jokes, too. But that one kind of more got me because... Martin Luther King is really one of the only few, black symbols that we have to look up to for my race.
Who's doing that? No, Murph. No.
So and making fun of Martin Luther King being shot on the show is just too much.
Did I make fun of Martin Luther King being shot on the show?
Was it
on the show?
Yes.
Oh
no, it wasn't on the show. About doing a show.
Oh.
Me hosting it about Martin Luther King getting shot at the show. Now, you want me to just hang myself now?
Or get tarred and feathered and killed later?
I mean,
and I realized how uncomfortable the situation got because all joking stopped.
Yeah.
You know, it all stopped. So, Murph, what we need you to do, I need you to
I think
really
it's just
this.
That I hate white people. I think that's what it is.
I know. I think you hate everybody.
Oh, yeah. That's just
you
a
know?
Given.
But the problem is you got to put a cap on it sometimes.
Ugh, God, this has become an intervention all of a sudden, hasn't it?
Yes.
All right, look, here's the deal.
Because we actually really, really enjoy having, you know, Decaf here as part of the show. And if you ever cause a co-host to leave, I will beat you senseless.
Okay, now wait. The night of Chief's birthday, Decaf and I went out of our way to make sure we offended every living soul in that bar. Not just... offending them individually, but going off on each other and seeing how uncomfortable we could make all of them.
I'm actually surprised that I didn't get fired at work the next day because there were people from my work there.
Oh, yeah.
There are people who are, you know, who are involved in my job there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm surprised, A, that I didn't get fired and, you know, B, that I didn't get slapped.
Okay. I understand that I can be a little...
abrasive,
insensitive at times.
You could be a dick.
But to my man Decaf, seriously, bro, if I've ever said anything that offends you, yeah, go fuck yourself. No, I'm kidding. I apologize if I've ever said anything that offends you.
It's not so much an apology. What it is, because I do, you know, we all do. Everyone makes jokes, racial jokes, sexist jokes. You know, we even made the jokes about the stripper girls. But the radio was off, I think. But the thing is, it's just... what Trench is trying to say is that it doesn't have to be every 2 or 3 minutes. You know, when something, a situation comes up, what is really good, then, you know.
Make your dig.
But not every opportunity.
I'm not used to having the freedom to where I feel like I can do that. That's the thing.
So, in other words, you can't handle the responsibility of said freedom.
I guess I can't. I guess I have to be censored.
Well, not censored. Not by me. Because that's not my, you know, my thought process. But... do you think you can hold back?
No.
Do you think you can?
Absolutely not. Without a doubt, I can't.
What do you want happen to you when you break and you can't hold back?
I don't know. Help me.
Shit, don't be a dick about this. You don't have to be a dick about this. What do you
Why do you have to make this so real and personal? We talked about this before the show. It's like, let's play it up a little bit. Let's.
What do you think I'm doing, you dipshit?
No, this is, dude, this is really, this is beyond that. I think this is very real right now.
I
and
think, because I think you're the one that's real sensitive.
I am. You are. I'm very sensitive. You know,
I think he is.
Yeah, I felt too. That it was okay to make those jokes. You know, and I think Chief can attest to that. In a situation when I feel uncomfortable, I will make a joke. And
it's usually a bad joke.
It's very. It's usually a very bad joke.
So you're uncomfortable with black people?
No, just James L.
Why?
No, I'm not. I just, you know, if I've taken it too far, I apologize. But well, toughen up a little bit.
Here's
yo.
The thing. The chat room has spoken. Basically, you will earn a donkey punch whenever you've gone too far. Toodle Nuggets, who has the greatest nickname in the world, Toodle Nuggets. Toodle Nuggets. As stated, you know what's sad? I think Wait, Toodle Nuggets is a dude.
Does that mean I'm getting fucked while someone punches me in the back?
No,
of the
you're
head?
Just getting the donkey punch. You're I just getting that. The punch.
Well, it's not a donkey punch if I'm not getting fucked. And if I'm getting fucked, someone better have the goddamn common courtesy to go give me a reach
Chief,
around.
This is your job.
I ain't fucking him.
Well, this is your area.
Why this you got to give it to the Mexican?
I'm not giving it to the Mexican. I'm giving it to
look,
you.
And I'm the one who's racist? Look at that. You're handing out all the manual labor to the minorities.
Manual labor?
That, punching someone in the back of the head.
He likes it.
Oh, so now it's because he's Mexican and you're degrading him. You're saying he has like some twisted, sick practices. And I'm the one who needs an intervention? Shit, farm boy, look at you. Holy Christ, man. You're sitting over there, sitting on your little fucking... Here, let me get the mic out. Uh-oh.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh,
you're shit. Getting up on your little fucking pedestal, and you're taking shots at me, but you're over there saying, oh, it's okay if you say the word nigger. We've said it on the show before. The first...
Bullshit. Bullshit. See, because here's what you're doing different with this. I am not sitting here and saying, see, you're making a racist joke. It wasn't a fucking racist joke, because I don't look at Chief like he's a goddamn Mexican. I look at him like he's a goddamn person, and you can't seem to get beyond that.
That's such a goddamn lie, because earlier on today, when you had the guys in your house doing the labor, what was the first thing you said about them?
You know, I did make
what
the comment.
What was the first thing you said? Shut up and answer. What was the first thing you said?
Okay,
what did you
I
say?
Made the joke. I made the joke. The funny
what
fact
did you
that
say?
They were in the house laying the fucking floor, and I was out doing the gardening
That's
work.
The, no. What did you say
I
about
said
them?
Peter, I said
That's
one
right.
Peter.
You said
I said
Peter.
It, but I didn't say it in relative terms to fucking Chief, did I?
Why can't you identify him as a Mexican? Why do you have to look at him as like he's some
weird
crossbreed?
I look at him as a goddamn person. I don't look at him as a fucking specific race. I don't look at anybody in the studio, anybody in the green room, or anybody that comes in from downstairs like you're supposed to fit in your single minority sect or whatever. No, I look at him like a goddamn person, and that's what you should fucking start doing.
So is it they're only a person if they're your friend, but if there's someone that comes
no,
in off the
anybody,
street?
Any single fucking
someone,
person.
So if it's anyone who comes in off the street to do maybe do a little work in your house, all of a sudden first thing you say is, he's a beaner.
I
That's
make
the
one off
first
comment.
Thing you
I make
said.
One. I make one off comment. You can't shut your mouth for over 20 fucking minutes. Nigger, 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 nigger. You can't stop.
At least I'm secure and comfortable enough and to bring
I
it up.
I don't.
No, you fucking sit
no,
there and
you
hide
know what?
It.
You know what? It's called respect. It's called a little bit of decorum. You don't have to go
it's
off and say
respect.
It. Oh, I don't run around going, "Hey, look, I'm in the hood." Woo! No, I don't have to do that. It's just sitting there and saying, "Okay, big deal." Big fucking deal.
Hey,
you have to make a goddamn joke because you can't handle the fucking issue.
At least I'm honest enough to bring my hatred out into the open. You fucking hide behind yours.
I have no hatred to bring out
that
in the open.
Bullshit. You earlier.
It is. Beaner.
What is that?
That is not
you
hatred.
You said it under your breath. At
that
least
is not
I
can fucking
say,
hatred.
At least when I say
hatred.
Beaner, I
hatred.
Say it loud and proud.
Fucking.
Beaners.
Okay, fucking hatred? That's not hatred. It's making a off-color remark.
No,
I will agree.
Fear. It's
fear.
Fear
what?
You're scared of people that aren't white.
I
and
am
you're afraid
not.
To tell them that they're not white. You won't tell him he's a beaner. And you won't tell him he's a Negro. And you won't tell me that I'm a Mick. You fucking hide. Why do you think when I made that little picture that I picked out all little racial attributes? I picked out the bottle. Hey, I picked out the bottle of tequila for Chief. I picked out the 2 bottle of whiskey for me and me and Gorilla. But for you, because I knew that you were so goddamn introverted about your hatred of everyone. Because I know you have it. I know you do. You were so introverted. I was afraid to put anything up there
that
might reflect
on it.
You know
what? Here's the simple
milk.
Thing. I may have hatred for every fucking person out there, but I don't have to sit there and blow up on every
Look
single
at that.
Person.
I win.
How do you figure you win?
Because you finally admit that you said, I don't judge people. I like everyone. And now you admit
no,
it. You
I never said,
hate
I never,
everyone.
No. See, I never said, I like people. No, I said, I will put up with it. I will be gentleman. I will be nice. I will never say that I don't hate someone because you know who I hate? I hate ignorance. I hate stupidity. And right now I fucking hate you.
Oh, you can hate me.
Oh,
all
you- oh, now I can hate you and I control the board. Bitch. See, that's what's nice. I can have the goddamn hatred.
You and your little fucking...
Oh, we're going down the goddamn line.
No, don't take my mic. Don't take my mic.
I'll cut everybody.
No, you're not allowed to take my mic. No.
You want
to...
No.
Give it up, dude.
You can't even get his mic. And you even touch near my mic and I'll punch you in the throat. God damn it. All right. You're listening to... Fuck this. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm done for a moment.
Wow. So, Decaf, how are you doing?
Eat me.
Wow.
I hope you get colon cancer.
You know, Decaf, I don't think I've ever had, you know, a couple, Caucasian gentlemen arguing about...
God damn it! Why do you gotta bring up the fact we're Caucasian? Why can't you just go in the fact we're two friends that are arguing? And I'm the one who's racist. Let's go to a fucking break.
I have no fucking music for a break. Do you got any dipshit?
Yeah, I got something.
Yeah, because you're unprepared like normal.
Unprepared.
You want to throw me into a break? I'm the fucking producer here. This is my fucking show. And you want to throw me into a break?
Well, just like the white man. Yeah, always giving orders.
I'll throw you into a fucking break.
I feel like they're going to...
Take us into a break. Take... Yeah.
Welcome to The Darker Perspective. I'm your host, Decaf. Now, today, I want to talk about movies, the movie industry. Now, now everyone's going to say Denzel got his Oscar, Halle Berry got his Oscar, black people got Oscars. But I'm not going to talk about black people today. Oh, no. Give me some water, white boy. Cracker ass, cracker. But anyway, like I said, while I was getting rudely interrupted by that motherfucker in the sheet, like I was saying, I want to talk about Asians and Hispanics in movies. Now, I swear, that the only movies I see Asians in, it's got to do with some kind of martial art. That's it. It's like beyond that, they have no acting skills. And don't think about Jackie Chan because he can't act really without doing martial arts. But there are many other people out there. And even the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, as popular as it was, as much as it was talked about, it never got nominated for any of the actors. It did win Best Foreign Film, though. That's the little token prize for the movie. And when I was going through my list of seeing all the people who won, other than of African-American race, it's not very many. It's Benicio Del Toro. He won for Traffic. That's about it. And Selma Hayek was nominated for Frida. She didn't win. Ken Watanabe was nominated for The Last Samurai. He didn't win. And it's just just pretty much anything in the past have to do with movies. White people usually dominate and always win. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that white people are not great actors. There's tons of white people who are great actors. But there's a lot of roles by other races that never win. They'll get nominated. They'll put them on the magazine. You'll see them smiling. Then you go to the Oscars. All white people. Boom, 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 all the way through. And same thing goes for directing, producing, writing. It's always white people who win, dominate every year. And other races write really good stuff. But I want to end on this point. I want to talk about a movie that got nominated for 11 Oscars and won 0. The Color Purple. A great movie. One of the best movies in cinema history with 0 wins. But the movie that did win the Oscar that year was Out of Africa with all white people. Now, what kind of fucking shit is that? And that's all for the darker perspective. Yeah. Gangsta up this white boy joint. That's what I'm saying, boy.
I'm about the flow sounds sick over three drops, nigga. I ain't stupid, I see that. Then my dope comes with a whoa. Shorty is hypnotic, she moves so erotic. But watch, I'm the bounce that ass girl. I get it crump in here, I make it jump in here, front in here, we'll thump in here. Oh, so good, I so ghetto, so hard, so gully, so grimy, what's good? I start the Benz on dubs, I'm in the club, snug, I'm star, I'm in the womb, I'm
you can have my life.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. All right, Murph.
I don't want to talk about it. Let's just move on.
Move on? That's what I was going to hope for. All right, so anybody got any good tech news?
I got some really good tech news, actually.
What do you have?
First, number one, we all kind of band together to work on the Perform Act, and we do have news on that. But
okay.
Senator Frist, everybody's favorite dickhead, is trying to attach the Internet Gambling Prohibition Act to a bill that's expected to be approved by Congress early this evening. That would be early this evening, maybe today or tomorrow. They're attaching an Internet gambling ban to the port security bill.
Well, you know, I can understand why they would be doing this, because the Internet gambling... See, I can see... Look at the degenerative behaviors of a WoW player. I'm serious. Look at a degenerative, the abilities of an EverQuest player or someone into The Sims. You bring that element into, that element to gambling, it's over.
It's done.
We're really going to have a massive, massive problem.
But attaching it to the port security bill is retarded. That's forcing it down the throat. And when they attach non-related items to bills like this, it's fucking...
Which they do in amazing frequency, because let's take a look at the bills they passed that raised more money for the troops. They put that on the Katrina bill.
Yeah. You,
okay. Let's see. Oh, in the last time they had to push through like $47 billion in a spending bill, they added it on to the tsunami relief bill.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pull heartstrings. They're going to say, well, you can't say no to tsunami relief. It'll look bad when you go get reelected.
Yeah, that's it exactly. But the fact that they're attaching shit like this should be against some sort of serious
but,
issue.
You know,
that's how politicians have gotten things done ever since, you know, they started doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they, you know, there's a reason why there's pork barrel projects like the mariachi school bands here in Las Vegas. It's because of situations like that where they got to spend the money for something.
Yeah,
but to look like they're doing work.
To attach them in completely unrelated items, it forces the hand on things.
Yes.
And it's dirty politics.
It's total dirty politics. Why don't you go into the article about Perform Act? Let's let me give a little background. Mm-hmm. For everybody who knows, Juke out of the KC Host Radio Network, myself, until I recently killed my side of the page, but I'll work on that. We have PerformAct.com, where you can actually support the basically fighting the legislation that wants to put digital rights management in with the podcasts, any digital audio recordings that includes anything with XM Sirius as well. So.
Well, on that note, and I'm still trying to figure out where these two are connected, because I know the Perform Act is connected to the Copyright Modernization Act. Mm-hmm. I think the Perform Act might be wrapped up in it, because the Copyright Modernization Act does include several pieces of legislation that tried to be passed before. Well, H.R. 6052, that is the Copyright Modernization Act, which seek to change the rules on licensing and delivering of digital music, has died. XM Satellite Radio ran a grassroots campaign. We also had our portion of the campaign going. We had various things going. It ran, and a mass email was sent to all subscribers urging readers to oppose the new bill. In the email, XM claimed that HR 6052 would drive up costs and stop us from offering radios that allow you to record XM channels for later listening in the same way that a TiVo allows you record TV for later viewing. This is also the same legislation that does affect podcasting, and various recording of audio on your computer.
Yeah, basically what they were attempting to do was keep you from being able to do any MP3. See, the whole thing was is they wanted to state that the only codec you could use or the only way you could record audio is by going what they want to have licensed, so that way they could have special licensing. It was a nice, wonderful, yet another way to bring down fair market.
Yeah.
Because if you can't hear other voices because they won't let you, you can't use satellite because they won't let you, or record it, you know, because, oh, gosh forbid, artists aren't getting paid. No, they're not getting paid anyway.
Yeah.
You know, that's the trick. They're not getting paid much money for anything they do with their music aside from concerts and merchandise. So.
Well, the CMA is dead. The bill sponsor, Senator Lamar Smith, said he'd like to delay H.R. 6052 until next year. A collective sigh of relief was let out from the first few rows of audience comprised of consumer device managers and some service providers.
Yeah. And you know, that's nice, because what they were going to do is that would kill businesses. Mm-hmm. Businesses that make money with technologies to record these songs. To record, you know, I want to listen to ONA and I'm not in the car at that time. I can dub it and listen to it later. Mm-hmm. You know,
specifically the MiFi was one of the first things. Well, the new Inno as well, but they were targeting the MiFi for that because you can just leave it on and it'll record whenever you want it to. Mm-hmm. They were specifically targeting that. So that legislation looks like it's probably going to be permanently dead until some other technology.
Well, I'm going to say permanently dead. We'll say dead for a year. And, you know, in a year, I guarantee it'll come back again. And
bigger
we'll be,
and badder.
It'll be bigger, badder. It'll be, you know, they may get smarter with it this next time and tie it in with a war spending bill or a bill that says, hey, we're going to give $1 billion to save the whales. By the way, we're going to screw your digital rights.
Yep.
So.
But that is good news for now. Who knows what's going to happen? Hopefully the next fall will be net neutrality. And
now, the net neutrality front, there's been a lot of problems, because now there's a lot of, fake websites that are sounding like they're made like grassroots level, like, you know, like Perform Act is, our performact.com is, where it's grassroots. It's all of us going, yeah, we think it's this. And well, there are corporations who are for, you know, the government control are making sites to undermine,
Comcast,
you know? Yeah. And they're trying to undermine what's going on. They're making sites that sound like, oh, well, these must be truths about, you know, net neutrality and how bad it is. Interesting thing you mentioned, Comcast, earlier this week, Comcast had a technical glitch which locked one of their routers into only letting people surf to certain sites.
Ooh.
If you wanted to go to like Google, you couldn't. If you wanted to go to, you know, anything on a certain site, you couldn't. And of course, the anti, you know, corporation people who are for net neutrality are all saying, ha-ha, see, this is it. This is what it's going to look like.
Yep.
You got to be careful with that. I can't agree with it full-heartedly.
But it's worst close. Case scenario, it is an example.
You know,
of what
I'm a
could happen.
I'm a Comcast customer, and I want to set up my Time Warner service down in Texas. I can't because they may be blocking Time Warner. Because if you control the pipes, or as the idiot senator in Alaska says, the tubes. If you control the tubes, you've heard about the series of tubes we talked about on the show, right?
Okay.
If you control the tubes,
tubes are full.
You can't fucking do anything. You can control everything, and you know no one can do anything. I should say. Mm-hmm.
I got something else that'll make you happy.
What's that?
The GIF format is finally patent-free.
You know, I saw that today.
Yep. Serious.
Wow. Not many people noticed, but the GIF file format is now a free form, is now only free form patent as of the 1st of October 2006.
So on Sunday morning, you can now use GIFs legally, because before you could not use GIFs in your websites or in images or anything like that without giving proper credit.
To Unisys or IBM.
Or way back in the day, CompuServe.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, it's funny, in Photoshop, it's still listed as CompuServe GIF format.
Yes. Now, the interesting thing about the GIF format is, to be completely honest, I think it's too late for the GIF format. I like GIFs because you could do interlacing and you can get nice, you can get it wearing backgrounds and transparencies, but PNG does the same thing and it's completely open source.
The problem is, Firefox did not have PNG support out of the box.
No, but it does now.
Yeah, now.
And Microsoft still has struggles with PNG support. Okay. You know, and
Microsoft has struggles with everything.
Microsoft, thank you.
Microsoft have troubles with DLL files, for crying out loud.
You know? The thing is, now that it's free and it's free for everyone to use, if you want to do it, but...
It's obsolete now.
Yeah, it's obsolete. It's old tech. Yeah. Granted, though, I will give it this, though. Compare a PNG versus... Thank you. Oh. You compare PNG versus GIF. PNG is a larger file size, but it's more universal. So,
and now that, you know, got a good chunk of the world's population is now on, or at least, you know, civilized world population is on broadband, file sizes being larger is nothing new.
That is true. That is very true.
I can't wait until Targa.
But the people on MySpace are going to go fucking ape shit now. Not like they knew any difference anyway. They're too stupid to know it.
What were you saying there, Chief?
I can't wait until Targa is open.
What's
everything.
That?
Well, the Targa format.
What's give us a lowdown.
Well,
Targa.
I mean, you just said, you know, with the GIF format being, you know, kind of, you know, the copyrights up and everything. If anybody ever noticed the new Photoshop CS2, whatever it is, was having some issues when it came to Targa formatting and licensing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only recently that they finally came to a conclusion that they got the license renewed and everything for that.
Spine-tingling Toast goes, did I hear someone saying Firefox not supporting PNG? Yes, but you heard it as even when Firefox was first launched, and I want to say back when it was a, was it Phoenix or back when
it was Phoenix?
Phoenix or one of the other derivatives, that it did have an issue with PNG implementation.
Yeah, didn't like it at first. Several patches later now, it's beautiful with it.
It's beautiful. I mean, that's what most of my graphics on my site is rendered in, is PNG format. I'm in love with it.
Just to bring up what Chief was talking about, Targa format is a format for describing bitmap images is capable of representing bitmaps ranging from black to white, index color, RGB color. The format also supports various compression methods, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
It does support 24-bit RGB uncompressed color image.
Now
it's
here's
actually
a
very versatile graphic format.
And it probably is, but, you know, I use GIMP, so I'm already screwed there because CKMY is not supported on GIMP. Bring out the GIMP!
Bring out the GIMP!
You know, so it's not a supported format, so...
Well.
It's soon,
sad.
I hope.
Hey, well, if you ever notice, I mean, you know, really good formats usually don't make it. Look at the VHS versus Beta War. What one?
What one? But you know, and maybe we can get to this next week. But let's look at the formatting wars
Blue
between
Wave,
Blue Wave and HDTV. But
oh boy!
Hey, on that super geeky note,
God, it's loud.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio!
Spankwagon Radio! Spankwagon Radio!
What the hell?
Spankwagon!
Got a lot of people we need to thank. First off, let's say a big thank you to the studio, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, for allowing us to slam doors like disgruntled teenagers about 20 minutes ago.
And not drink beer.
Big thank you to our syndicates. Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, if they still sort of exist, Lips 106, and of course, Door from Hell. We love those guys.
Woo.
All right, I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
I'm Murphy.
Decaf.
We want to say, everybody, go check out our MySpace. Go to myspace.com/spankwagon. Or go to our site, spankwagon.net. All the links are there on the left-hand side. Check them out. Explore. Hang out in the forums.
Yeah.
By the way, the MySpace people are too stupid, right?
Mostly.
With their little floating hearts.
But go to our site, though.
But with all the fucking sparkly shit. All right. Now, let's give a big round of mad props to everybody hanging out in the chat room left. Let's give mad props to Anorexic Pillow, Spine Tingling Toast, Toodle Nuggets. I love that. We know Vert was in there. We know a few other people were in there.
Digital Diva.
Digital Diva. Hey, to all of you,
mad props.
All right, folks. We will see you all next week.
Hoosha, bitches.
Bye.